Questions 7 and 8. One result of overabundance is pressure to add value to foods through processing. The producers of raw foods receive only a fraction of the price that consumers pay at the supermarket. In 1998, for example, an average of 20% of retail cost, the farm value of the food, was returned to its producers. This percentage, which has been declining for years, is unequally distributed. Producers of eggs, beef, and chicken receive 50% to 60% of retail cost, whereas producers of vegetables receive as little as 5%. Once foods get to the supermarket, the proportion represented by the farm value declines further in proportion to the extent of processing. The farm value of frozen peas is 13%, of canned tomatoes, 9%, of oatmeal, 7%, and of corn syrup, just 4%. The remaining 80% of the food dollar goes for labor, packaging, advertising, and other such value-enhancing activities. Conversion of potatoes, cheap, to potato chips, expensive, to those fried in artificial fats or coated in soybean flour or herbal supplements, even more expensive, is an example of how value is added to basic food commodities. Added value explains why the cost of the corn in cereals is less than 10% of the retail price. With this kind of pricing distribution, food companies are more likely to focus on developing added value products than to promote consumption of fresh fruits and vegetables, particularly because opportunities for adding value to such foods are limited. Marketers can add value to fruits and vegetables by selling them frozen, canned, or pre-cut. But even the most successful of such products, prepackaged and branded baby carrots, salad mixes, and pre-cut fruit, raise consumer concerns about freshness, safety, and price.